All right, let's look here in the book of Isaiah chapter 64 tonight. The book of Isaiah chapter 64. And we are so glad you're here. And I don't know you well enough to know who's home folks and who's visitors. And so I'll just say this. It's good to see the visitors. It's good to see the home folks. It's good to see the visitors that wish they were home folks. And it's good to see the home folks that wish they were visitors. All right? I think we got you all. We're just glad you're here. Amen. I really feel like the Lord's going to help you tonight in the altar if we'll just let Him do it. Amen. Isaiah chapter 64. We're going to start reading in verse number 1. We'll read through verse number 8 if you'd just follow along there. Isaiah chapter 64 and verse number 1. If you have it, say amen. The writer here, of course, is Isaiah, and he said, "Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence, as when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things, which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. In those is continuance, and we shall be saved. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf. And our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou art potter, and we all are the work of thy hand." I want you to notice verse number 1. "Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence." I want to preach to you for a little while tonight on when God breaks through. When God breaks through. Amen. Let's pray together here for just a moment. Heavenly Father, would you touch the hearts and lives tonight? Would you stand me in liberty to preach and give me a holy anointing and unction? God, I pray that you would touch in this service, that you would move in the altars, that you'd minister to the hearts and lives. It's you, Lord, that does the work, and we'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise for all that's done. We ask it in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. When God breaks through. "Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down." The writer here is Isaiah. And he is crying out for God to break through and to break out. Amen. He is asking God to break through every hindrance and through every enemy. And he's asking God to break out in His awesome power. This cry is carried over from chapter 63 and verse number 15. If you look there, he starts out that verse and said, "Look down from heaven. Look down." But then when he gets to this chapter, chapter 64, he is not content with God to look down. But now he said, "Come down." Hallelujah. Amen. Oh yes, I would love for the Lord to look down upon us here tonight. But it would be much better if God would just come down. Down among us. Hallelujah. What we need tonight is for God to break through and to break out. We need Him to break through, amen, and liberate the bound and save lost souls and rekindle fire in cold and stagnant Christians. We need Him to do miracles and works of healing. We need Him to break through, amen. You know, sometimes it seems like we come to a place where we just plateau or we level off and we fall into a rut of routine
the same thing and we're going through the motions and doing everything just right, but it seems like there's no power in it. Have you ever felt that before? Amen. That, friend, is when we need God to come by and to break through for us, to break us out of the rut, to break us out of the routine. And friend, that is what we call revival. Hallelujah. We need God to break through and shake our houses like He shook the prison house in Acts 16. We need Him to shake the church house like He did in Acts chapter 4. We need Him to move in our midst. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost to begin to move in the song service. Amen. Where that's as far as we get is when the song leader is leading us and we're worshiping God, that the Holy Ghost falls, and that's all we get in the service. It wouldn't hurt me at all if the Holy Ghost fell in the preaching and you would respond and you would move in the altars and God would fill your heart with the Spirit. We need altar calls that are breakthrough to God and a breakthrough to revival. Amen. I'm preaching tonight that we've got to have a breakthrough from God in this revival. Amen. I see several things here in my text tonight. If you want to keep your Bible open and look with me, that's fine. But I want to show you, first of all, why God does not break through. You see, there's a reason why we are in such desperate need for revival. There's a reason why we need Him to break through. Because in a lot of places, He's not breaking through. He's not moving in a way of revival. And there are some reasons for that. Verse number 5 shows us the first reason. He said, remember thee in thy ways, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. Can I preach to you tonight and take my liberty and tell you that the first reason that the Lord does not break through for us is because of sin? You see, God cannot bless sin. He never has and He never will. And anytime we're living in sin or participating in sin or harboring sin in our heart or in our mind, God will not break through. And friend, if we want to break through this week, what we've got to do is find us a place of prayer and lay aside the sin and the weights that do so easily beset us. We've got to get rid of it. Amen. Maybe tonight you've been holding on to something from the past. You need to let it go tonight. Maybe you've been holding on to something in your heart or in your mind. Why don't you let it go? Amen. Maybe you've been holding on to a sin that you like so much that you're not willing to give up. But friend, when we lay it aside, that's when God can break through. I said sin will stop the breakthrough of God. Amen. I read about a town out in Colorado years ago. They had settled in this valley. They had no running water, but there was a reservoir of water up in the mountain. And so they went up into the mountain and ran a pipe from that reservoir all the way through the valley and ran it right down to their town. They ran water lines into every house, and there was now running water. The women could do their dishes. They could wash. They could do everything right there in the house. Amen. They woke up one morning, and there was no water in the line. So the men went up the valley. They inspected all the pipes. It was good. But they looked at the reservoir. It was good. But when they looked at the mouth of the pipe, amen, there was a blockage there of stones and limbs and leaves that had drained in there. And it had stopped the reservoir from flowing into their homes. Oh, let me preach to you and tell you, friend, that the reservoir of heaven is still full. The Holy Ghost is still there. He's still able to move in our church. He's still able to move at Wyandotte. But we might have to pull some things out of the way and say, Lord, move again. Lord, flow again. Let's get rid of any sin that's in our heart, church, and let the Holy Ghost fall. Amen. Not only sin, but in verse number 6, I see another reason. He said, we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Not only sin, but self-righteousness. When we begin to think that we are something great, we are something special, that is when we get in trouble, friend. When we begin to think that we are the reason that revival is coming, that's a problem right there. And then when we begin to think that we are better than somebody else, and we look down our nose at somebody that doesn't live quite as good as we do, friend, that is self-righteousness. And he said, it's like a filthy rag. It is good for nothing but to be thrown in the trash. We need to remember, friend, that we were sinners. We were all on our way to hell, but God reached down and saved us by His marvelous grace and brought us into the kingdom of God. Not only our sin, not only self-righteousness, but look at verse 7. And there is none that calleth upon thy name that stirreth up himself. Amen. Oh, you know one reason the revival and a breakthrough doesn't come. It's not only sin and self-righteousness, but just simple sluggishness. I want to ask you tonight, how many are tired physically? Wow, we just started revival. Wait till Friday night. You'll all be tired. But you know, sometimes we come to church and we're just tired. And so we think, I'll just sit here on the pew and we'll see what happens. But friend, that is not the way to have a breakthrough in revival. The breakthrough will come when we begin to stir ourselves up. Even though we might feel a little sluggish, even though we might feel a little tired, amen, you might say, I don't feel like raising my hands. But friend, that's when we offer a sacrifice of praise unto the Lord. And we lift our hands anyway. And the Holy Ghost fills the house. Hey, in order to have a breakthrough, you might have to raise your hands. You might have to clap your hands. You might have to stomp your feet or walk around the church. But friend, if we'll stir ourselves up, I want to tell you something. God will break through. God will move in the church. God will bring a revival. He'll do great and wonderful things if we just stir ourselves up. Amen. Amen. So when we deal with those things, now let me preach to you about when God does break through. When He does. I see several things here, verse 1 and verse 2. Show me something. It said, oh, that thou wouldest rend. That means to tear, to rip. Oh, that thou wouldest rip open the heavens. That thou wouldest come down. That the mountains might flow down at thy presence. When the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil. Friend, I don't know about you, but what I see there is something that is awesome. I want to tell you something, friend. When the Holy Ghost breaks through in this revival, it's going to be awesome. It will be absolutely awesome. I want you to imagine the writer here. He said, rend the heavens open, rip them open, and rain down. Amen. And let the mountains melt and the waters boil. Oh yes, when God comes in a breakthrough revival, He's going to tear the place up. He's going to lift the roof back and let the Holy Ghost fall. And look what's going to happen. He said, your mountains are going to melt. What do we look at as mountains? It's our problems. He said, when the Holy Ghost breaks through, it's going to melt the problem down. It's not going to look so big anymore. The waters are going to boil. Amen. Oh, yes. Remember that children's song? It's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. The Holy Ghost will begin to bubble in your heart, in your soul, in your spirit, and you won't be able to control it. Oh, yes, it will be awesome when God breaks through, when He moves in this revival, when He does a work around the altar. It's going to be awesome. Hey, man. Look at verse 3 and 4. Not only is it awesome, but He said, when thou didst terrible things, which we look not for, thou camest down. The mountains flow down at your presence. Listen to this. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what you have prepared for him. He said, Lord, when you break through, you're not only going to do things that are awesome, but you're going to do things that amaze us. Hey, man. He said, we haven't even thought it in our mind. We haven't even perceived it with our ear. In other words, nobody's even been willing to say that maybe this will happen in this revival. Nobody's even thought about uttering it out loud where it could be heard. Amen. We have not even thought about it in our mind. Oh, I don't know about you, friend, but I have a pretty good imagination. Do you? I have a pretty good imagination. And there are some things that I could imagine God doing in this revival that would be absolutely outstanding. But He said, I'll do more than you can even think in your mind. I'll do more than you can even talk about. Amen. Oh, I wish God would break through and do something amazing around here. Amen. Where when we walked out, we were shaking our heads saying, my goodness, did you see Sister So-and-so? She got such a blessing and shouted like that, and I haven't seen her do it in 120 years. Amen. Did you see old brother so and so? He was speaking in tongues and lost in the presence of the Holy Ghost, and I never have seen him do it. It's amazing. I want to tell you tonight, God can do that kind of stuff in this revival. He can do it tonight. He can move in these altars. Oh Lord, rend the heavens and do amazing things in this church.
We had a woman in our church at home when I was growing up. Sherry Thompson. You remember her, Brother Johnston? You may even been youth pastor when this happened. But Sherry's husband, George, was an alcoholic. He was a mess. No count, good for nothing, really. One night, Sherry came into church and she sat right here. And she stood up in the testimony service and she said, I'm just praising God tonight. She was always a fireball. I thought, well, that's good. That's good. She said, when I left the house to come to church tonight, George was down at the bar and he was drunk, sitting on the bar stool. But I've been praying. You remember this? And she said, I believe that George is going to get saved. I thought, uh-huh. Go ahead, lady. She said, it wouldn't surprise me. And I believe it. That he's going to walk in those double doors in the back. And he's going to go to that altar and get saved. I said, oh my, you really got on a limb now. We got on through the service. The preacher got up and preached a simple message. All of a sudden that back door flew open and every head in the building went, whoa, and looked right back there. And you'll never guess who walked through those double doors. It was old George Thompson, drunker than a skunk. He walked right up the aisle, walked right up there and sat down beside her. The preacher finished the message. He got up and went to the altar and got saved and saved and saved and started working on the bus ministry. You say, I don't believe it's possible for my husband or wife to get saved. I don't believe it's possible. If it happened, it would amaze me. I want to tell you tonight, we serve a God that does amazing things. And what you thought was impossible, God said it is possible. And what you want to see done in this revival, I want to tell you tonight, it is possible. Amen. It might amaze you. It might make your jaw drop down. It might make you scratch your head. But it is a possibility with God.
In the book of Ephesians, Pastor, I don't even know. Can you see tonight? All right, Pastor, open your Bible to the book of Ephesians chapter 3. You might want to look there too. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Hey, man. I'm feeling better. Glory to God. Hey, amen. Right after Galatians. Hey, amen. Stand up and read it. Read not too fast.
Unto him.
Ooh, not too fast. Who is that him? Unto him. God. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. That's who we're talking about. Now he. What about him? that is able. Hallelujah. You say, I don't know if it'll ever happen. I want to tell you, He's able. Amen. The Bible said He's able to save to the uttermost. Friend, that means He can go to the guttermost and lift them to the uttermost. I said He is able to do whatever we want Him to do. He is able to exceedingly. That means more than. What's the next word? That means more than enough. Amen. Above, that means higher. That means beyond all of your expectations. What's the next word? All. Amen. Not some, not one, not two, not half, but all. Huh? That we ask or even think in our mind. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. Thank you, Pastor. I want to tell you something. He, the Lord, is able. He has the ability to do abundantly more than above all that you can think or ask in your mind. Oh, glory to God. You might think it's not possible. You might think the glory days are over. But I came to tell you tonight, God's ready to break through and do more than you can imagine and more than you can think. He's able to do it all.
Hey, man. You say, yeah, I know the Lord is able to save, but is He able to heal? Well, let me tell you about it. We were preaching a revival in June. This lady came to revival. Old lady, no offense. Had a aneurysm on her stomach. Hey man, had a big old swelled spot on her stomach. Might have one myself. And she had that, and she came up to me the first night, Brother Bill. And she said they want to do surgery on that. They said it could rupture at any time and I would die. But she said, no, I'm not going to have it done until after revival. I'm going to give God a chance. Glory to God. Amen. It was nothing special. We didn't pray for her even that I remember until the very last night. Amen. But oh, she came in one night to revival and she said, look here, it's gone. It's gone. It's sunk in. It's gone. I want to tell you, you might not think He can heal, but He's still the Lord our God that heals. He's still the Lord our God that saves. He's still the deliverer. He's still the restorer. He's still everything you need. And He is able to break through in this house tonight. Oh God, would you break through? Oh Lord, would you break through? Rend the heavens back and come into the sanctuary and fill the house of the Lord with your presence. Hey man, I'm just about done. Look at verse number 8. Verse number 8 said, we are the clay and you are the potter, O Lord. And He said, now, amen, we are in your hands. I want to tell you, friend, when God will break through is when we say, Lord, whatever you want to do with me, you do it. If you want to push me down, push me down. If you want to lift me up, lift me up. It doesn't matter how you move me. It doesn't matter how you fix it. It doesn't matter how you work. Just break through, God. Friend, is that your prayer tonight? It doesn't matter what God does. Just as long as He breaks through. It doesn't matter how He has to roll me in the floor. It doesn't matter if I've got to speak in tongues. It doesn't matter, Lord. Just break through. Just break through. Just give us revival. Just do amazing things. Just do awesome things. And break through. Stand with me if you would. Oh. Oh. Can we lift our hands right now and say, Lord, break through. Lord, break through. Lord, break through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
I wish every Christian would raise your hands right now. Everybody that's saved, raise your hands right now and say, breakthrough, Lord. Do whatever you gotta do. I'm the clay and you're the potter, Lord. Do what you've got to do. I need a breakthrough. Woo! Hallelujah. I need a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I felt today while I was praying that the Lord's going to do some things that He's been needing to do for a long time. He's going to work in some of your hearts if you let Him do it. Amen. If you're here right now and you want God to break through, I want you to come to this altar. Amen. If you have something amazing you'd like to see done, I want you to come to this altar. Hallelujah. Amen. Throw your hands in the air. Pray however you want. But just say, Lord, I need a breakthrough. Amen. This is it. Oh, this is it. That's it. Move, move, move. Come to the altar. Come. Hallelujah. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, oh God, and break through. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, would you break the bonds of the past? Hallelujah. Lord, would you give a new anointing to every person? Would you give a new unction? Would you give a new stirring? Hallelujah. Oh, just throw your hands up in the air and say, I need you, Lord, to break through for me. I need you to break through for me, Lord. I need you to break through in my soul. Break through at my house, Lord. Break through at this church, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, when we go out of here tonight, I want to be shaking my head, saying it was amazing. It was awesome. I never thought it would happen like that over at Wyandotte. Oh, do it, do it, do it, do it, Lord. We're in the heavens. I hear the heavens rending, church. I hear the heavens tearing open. I hear a rumbling in the air. Hallelujah. Oh, breakthrough, Lord. Breakthrough, Lord. Breakthrough, Lord. Breakthrough. Amen. That old problem you've been fighting, He can break through it. That old battle you've been in, He can break through it. That load you've been carrying, He can break through it. Amen. Yes, that oppression of the enemy you've been fighting, He can break through it. Amen. That battle you're fighting at home, He can break through it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're doing it right, sister. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, press on through. Oh, we need a revival breakthrough here tonight that'll set the tone for the rest of the week, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear off the house if you have to. Press on through the crowd. Do what you have to do to break through. Come on, let's break through. Get through. Tear off if you have to. Press on through the crowd and cry aloud. Do what you have to do to break through. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to cry aloud. Do what you have to do to break through. Come on and break through. Let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd. You cry aloud. Do what you have to do to break through. Come on, let's break through. Let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to cry aloud. Do what you have to do to break through. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off the house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to cry aloud. Do what you have to do to break through. Need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to God cry aloud. Do what you have to do to break through. Oh, we need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd. Do what you have to do to break through. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to God cry aloud. We'll do what you have to do to break through. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to God cry aloud. Well, do what you have to do to break through.
I don't know.
We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to God cry aloud. We'll do what you have to do to break through. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off the house if you have to. Press on through the crowd to God cry aloud. We'll do what you have to do to break through. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to cry aloud. We'll do what you have to do to break through.
Have you sucked?
for the Holy Ghost and can't get through. You've prayed and you prayed and you don't know what to do. My God is in this house, ready to fill your cup. Press on and He will fill you up. We need a breakthrough and get through. Tear this roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd. Come on and cry aloud. Do what you have to do to break through. Break through. Come on, let's get through. You have to press on through the crowd. Cry aloud. We'll do what you have to do to break through. Come on, break through. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd. To God, cry aloud. Do what you have to do to break through. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd. To God, cry aloud. We'll do what you have to do to break through.
Have you died for the Holy Ghost and you can't get through?
You prayed and you prayed and you don't know what to do. My God is in this house,
ready to fill your cup.
Press on through your doubt,
and He will fill you up. We need a breakthrough.